Previously on iTrix.
This is coming, you know, direct from a Pittsburgher at heart, that I really, truly, and I cannot even describe why the feeling is there, but I truly believe we will win. Pittsburgh will beat them by at least a touchdown. By at least.
There we go. At least a touchdown. All right, I'm just going to say, they beat the Patriots. Make a run in the playoffs. I'm calling it right now, the Mike Super Bowl. Hey folks, welcome to a very special episode. I don't even know what this is called. This is kind of just completely out of left field. But for longtime readers and listeners to the iTrix family of products, you know that I am a gigantic Pittsburgh sports fan. And we had to, with the Steelers in the Super Bowl, bring on one of our favorite guests. He was the winner of NBC's Phenomenon. He is also a Pittsburgh native, Mike Super. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you for having me back. And I am as excited as you are. Pittsburgh is going to the Super Bowl. I had just ended up predicting it a bit late.
Yes, so, yes. We're going to put right before this bit here. Previously on iTrix, Mike Super was on the Magic Week in Review and predicted that the Steelers would not only beat the New England Patriots, but also make it to the Super Bowl. But what we didn't realize, and this was my fault as an interviewer for not clarifying, he was too good at this prediction, and he did it a year early.
Yes, yes. So in you know, Uri Geller style, I would say thank you.
Exactly.
Yes. It was a little foggy then, with all of the energy coming off of the Phenomenon win. It was just unclear for a little bit there, but I've since kind of gotten back into my stride now, and I'm glad you let me come on and take the glory for that fantastic prediction.
Okay, well, we are right now, we're going to go through a few things. Not only are we going to ask you for another, and this time clarified and cemented prediction, on the game and the score. We're also we're going to do our own little betting guide for the Mike Super guide to prop bets. But real quick, let's just go over where people can see you. Of course, you're going to be in Chicago this weekend at Governor State University, right?
That is correct, and they should come on out. It'll be great. And in fact, if all goes well, I'm going to be debuting two new tricks to me with twists. So it's going to be kind of cool. I am updating my signature voodoo routine with a new kind of ending, which is going to be really cool. And anybody that saw it on Phenomenon, I think will kind of like what we're going to do there. And also, I have a walking through mirror illusion that I do, but it's pretty standard in the presentation, but there's a whole second half to it that will drive magicians crazy going, oh, I wish I would have thought of that, because it's actually a really cool ending. And it's really I don't want to say what it is, because I want them to be surprised if they do come out to the show, but it will, you know, when they see it, they will laugh at how easy it is. Yet, it's one of the biggest reactions I've been, you know, getting in when we tested it. So it'll be cool. So well, they should
come
on out.
That is crazy, because you have to have been, you know, in fifth gear tour wise ever since Phenomenon started, right?
Yeah, well, you know what? It has been insane. I got married after Phenomenon.
Oh, and, congratulations.
Oh, no, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, no, I'm really, you know, excited about that. So trying to balance that with the tour schedule, you know, under the girl of my dreams with, you know, the tour schedule of my dreams has been really, really rough, because we have been touring, you know, everywhere from, you know, performing for Disney to, you know, casinos and things like that. So it's been great. It's been amazing. But I've been doing, you know, I've been trying to do fewer gigs for more money, but with the economy that's hitting everybody, you know, it's just sort of like, I have the worst timing, as you can tell, one from the prediction, you know, I have the worst timing. I was a year off on that. Then Phenomenon came along and I was really blessed and, very lucky and won Phenomenon. And, they had me all set to go on the Tonight Show and things like that. Like, you know, big talk show, Letterman.
Yeah.
And then what happened was the writer's strike hit. So I didn't get to do any of that. So when all of that cleared, they're like, yeah, Phenomenon's old news. So and then now with touring and things like that, it has been going absolutely crazy. It was building and building to the point where I'm just like, I cannot believe, you know, what people will pay for a gig. And it, you know, it's still pretty good, but we were just building and building and building, and then the economy hit. So now, you know, it's sort of plateaued out, which is still more than I was ever making before. But, you know, the timing in my life is always funny.
And, okay, one more timing issue. You have two television products or productions in the works. One is a special. And one is a weekly series. And the weekly series, again, another timing thing, you know, is that a bit of a snag?
Yes. Here, I will tell them. So we're shooting, and I'm really excited about it. It's completely, you know, different than anything Chris or the Davids have done on TV. Not better. It's just completely different. And I think magicians will kind of like the new sort of, you know, things put into this. I have to be really, really vague on it, obviously, because it's not hit air yet. So
yes.
We don't want anybody stealing the idea. But
no.
So we shot half of it, and you know, it's just amazing, you know, doing that. We're really hitting our groove, and then it got shut down. We just recently started shooting again out west, but it got shut down for like 3 months because the cable channel wouldn't spend any, they couldn't spend any more money. They just kind of closed the wallet up and said, okay, all new development, we're just putting on hold until January 1st. And then you start thinking, oh, well, they, yeah, come January 1st, then they're going to say, well, we're not going to do anything. and luckily enough, though, we've gotten past that and started shooting some stuff again. So the economy even hit, you know, TV channels, which is just insane. So, yeah. It was, you know, kind of interesting the way the whole thing, and I didn't even think of that. Thank you. You've depressed me now.
Oh, well, that's what we like to do. Mike, we like to take our guests on a roller coaster ride of emotions, you know.
We're going to end on a high note, though. I just know it. But, yeah, so, no, the show's going really, really well. And all I can tell you is I haven't prayed as much in my life as I have these forms, not even on Phenomenon, because I'm just trying to work all this out. And, you know, I wanted to make sure the deal didn't get killed. And after as far as we came, this has been in development for 7 years, even, you know, way before Phenomenon. So, but it is not, and it is good. So,
all right. Well, any kind of guess, I mean, at this point, of course, everything is subject to the wild, you know, world of television delays, but any kind of hope, you know, end of the year, could we say?
Yes, it should come out hopefully before the end of the year, actually, like nearer the end of summer or something like that. So what they're trying to do is make it fit into what their programming is going to be for then. So they don't want to like make it stick out. So it's going to be, you know, I know it's definitely going to be after the summer because I don't think we're going to wrap until like May. Now that we're 3 months behind, so.
All right, and is that any kind of hint? Can we get one word about the show? Give me one word. You can do one word.
Let me see. Fresh. Fresh is a good word. It's not derivative of, you know, a lot of people will watch Mind Freak and say, well, that's definitely derivative of, you know, David Blaine.
Yeah.
And, you know, and but it's not like that at all. This is completely fresh. I think, you know, I'm sure there'll be critics, but they will like it.
All right. And then also you have a special that should be getting announced sometime soon, and people can go to your mailing list to hear more about that.
Yes. And if they want to, and if everybody wants to hear about it and get the inside scoop on it, some pictures and things like that of it getting shot, They can go to MikeSuper.com and just get on my email list. That's all you have to do. And you won't get a ton of emails at all. You will get my weekly newsletter every other month. Like, I'm terrible putting it out, but they'll get the stuff. And that way people in the Magic community will be the first to know about it. So.
All right. And then also you're up for Entertainer of the Year, but that you can get more information on the mailing list. And then what's your website?
Yeah, it is www.mikesuper.com.
All right. Well, Now let's get into the nitty gritty here. We're going to go through some of the prop bets first. And just so everybody knows, obviously, you know, we're big Pittsburgh sports fans, the both of us, but, you've been contacted by what the Pittsburgh Tribune Review and the Post Gazette and all the local papers and you've given them all, you know, predictions, but these are the real ones. These
that
ones here
correct.
On iTrix.
What I'm giving you and the listeners of your podcast is the inside, you know, phenomenon scoop. In
all
other
right.
words, you know, the papers have called going, hey, you won that mind reading show. Would you care to speculate on, you know, the Steeler game? And I'm like, sure, no problem. Let me send you an envelope. And we'll open it up after, you know, the thing. I won't touch it. And they're like, no. Like, give us a score. So it's very funny. But come on, if I am right, I will be a god in Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, I'm just gonna say, I'm not saying that Pittsburgh's a gambling heavy town, but if you hit
yes.
if you hit with the over under, you're gonna be a hero. I'm just gonna say that.
No, definitely. No, it's totally true. I'm telling I'll tell you where to go with. That too. Pittsburgh, we're psyched up. So
there we go. All right. Well, here, let's go through some of the prop bets. Number one, Mike Super, heads or tails?
Oh, it's definitely going to be heads.
Heads. All right. Heads. Everybody mark that down on bodog.com. It is -105. Heads.
Yes, and the interesting thing was my hand was just writing for no reason. I was scribbling, and I'm looking at it now, and it does say heads in there. That's strange.
Okay, here we go. Which Super Bowl commercial will have a higher rating on USA Today's annual ad meter? We have Anheuser-Busch, GoDaddy, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Doritos, or The Field?
Wow. I'm going to go ahead and actually go with Coke on that one. Yes. All signs are pointing to Coke.
All signs pointing
year.
To Coke. Okay.
Yes.
The boss, of course, Bruce Springsteen is playing the halftime show.
Yes,
which song will he begin his set with? The Rising, Born in the USA, Radio Nowhere, I'm on Fire, Born to Run, Glory Days, or the haunting ballad to the film The Wrestler?
Wow. Okay. Well, I can tell you it will definitely not be the haunting ballad to The Wrestler, and I'm prepared to go on record for that. But you know what? I think he's gonna. I think what he's going to start is Glory Days. That is my prediction for that. Glory Days. I think
Glory
he's
Days.
Just going to end with Born in the USA.
Yeah. Right. Right now, Glory Days and Born in the USA. Born in the USA actually has tougher odds at 21-20. Glory Days at 11-4. So you can do a little bit better for Glory Days.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, come on. You don't even have to be the phenomenon.
Okay. Here we go. Now, this one, I think, really, this should be a slam dunk, but I'll ask you anyway. Maybe there's an upset. Who will have the largest market share in TV ratings, the city of Phoenix, Arizona, or the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah, no. It will definitely be Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and there's no doubt. And the reason being is we have fans everywhere. In fact, I know for a fact the local paper did. I have friends that live in Arizona that are inside reporting for the Steelers, and they're running it in the local newspaper, and it is insane how many Steeler fans there are in Arizona. So that might work for them a little bit. But, you know, being that it's our team, but it's definitely going to be the Steelers. Definitely.
Yeah, I think there are kids, certainly, you know, in the first trimester of, pregnancy that are going to remember this game frame by frame. That's how obsessed the city is with the Steelers.
Oh, it's crazy. See, you know. I like I like that.
Okay. Oh, here's a great one. All right. Who will the Super Bowl MVP of the game thank first? God, family, teammates, coach, or the Wiley doesn't thank anyone?
No, they have to thank somebody. I don't think anybody that would be MVP is that stupid. So, and everybody knows that God sits on, you know, even though he's omniscient, he sits on, you know, watching the teams play, and it has to be God. It has to be.
You know, I'll tell you what, but here's, and far be it from me to, you know, dispute the medium, but, you know, maybe, you know, in the heat of the moment, you know, let's say Santonio Holmes sees, you know, Roethlisberger out of the corner of his eye. He's in the middle of saying, I want to thank God. And he says, hey, I want to thank Ben. And this is a tough one. This is a tough one. But God is right now the favorite at 4-5 odds.
All right. Well, here's what I'm going to say. If it isn't God, I'm getting a second. I'm not sure what this means.
Okay.
But it is coming in. And it will be fans. I think fans could be, you know, I just want to thank all of the fans as where I'm kind of seeing this going, God being number two. Fans and God. And I don't even think fans is a choice on there, is it?
No, it's off the board. You might have to call your local, you know, friend who may or may not take gambling wagers and see if you can throw that one on there.
That is right. So I'm going to go ahead and do the write-in vote there, and it is going to be fans. I'm about 51% sure.
Okay, and now let's get, of course, as you mentioned, you know, these are tough economic times, so let's go with this prop bet. What will happen with the stock market the day after the Super Bowl? Okay? Now listen very, very carefully. You have to simply predict whether the New York Stock Exchange Index will be up or down at the end of trading Monday, February 2nd. Now, is it either Pittsburgh wins and the market goes up, Pittsburgh wins and the market goes down, or Arizona wins and the market goes up, or Arizona wins and the market goes down?
Okay, well, and, you know, it's really hard, without me being present with, you know, the people from Wall Street and the teams, it's really hard to get a good vibe on this.
Understood.
But I'm going to say if Pittsburgh wins, the market will go up.
All right.
And the reason being is just the beer consumption will more than triple, and the companies trading publicly that, you know, have beer interest, you know, it's going to carry anything out that would go down. So
There we go. I think, simply the production of, you know, one for the thumb, on the other hand, t-shirts should buoy the market.
They're calling it the six-pack now.
Six-burg. Right into the beer. There we go.
It leads into the beer again.
All right. Now we're coming to the end of the really, really wild ones.
Who thinks these up? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Who thinks these up? Who is betting the house? Oh, okay. I have Steelers. I have the market will go down, but I didn't have that, you know, Big Ben would stub his toe and loses everything. You know what I mean?
All right. So let's get to the big, the granddaddy of them all. The over-under is at 47. So are we over or under 47 right now? Mr. Mike Super.
Yes, and this is the official phenomenon. This is the one I feel most comfortable saying.
Okay, tough defensive team. Obviously the immovable object versus the unstoppable force of the high-flying, high-octane pass attack of the Arizona Cardinals and Larry Fitzgerald. But this is a tough one to call.
Yeah, it is a tough one to call, and I had thought about it. I got out my magic eight ball. I rolled dice, and everything is pointing to take the under.
Take the under.
Because Pittsburgh, Troy Polamalu is going to they're going to shut down the passing
side. So it's not going to be,
and they're a new team. I mean, they're not going to be ready for all. They have to deal with the pressure of the Super Bowl at that, you know. And I think it's just kind of like no one knows what that's like until you've either been there or you step out on the field. Pittsburgh has been there. So, you know, I think that's going to play a big factor, too, to, you know, a lot of incomplete passing.
Mikey,
so,
I think you're right. You want to know why?
Go ahead.
Defense wins championships, my friend.
You're exactly right. And Pittsburgh knows that. And I'll tell you, I hate being a favorite coming into this.
No, like, I know. Here we go.
We're the best as underdogs, man. You know what I mean? When we have no chance, we pull it out. So,
all right. Well, that brings us to our final question for you, Mike Super.
Yes.
Pittsburgh is giving 7 points to the Arizona Cardinals. Do they win and cover?
They will win and they will cover.
All right.
Because I have seen it clearly. I've played through it many, many times in my mind. They will not only win, but they will cover the 7. That's nothing.
There we go. And would you see, you know, in the whole, Uri Geller, Nostradamus looking for, reasons in the numbers, you know, it's a spread of 7. And, I'll tell you what, that big Ben Roethlisberger, he's got one number on his
chest.
That
is exactly right.
7, my friend.
That is exactly right. And if you take it a step further, that Ben's number and the spread add to 14, which added together goes to 5. And who has 5 Super Bowl rings already?
Ah!
You see? You have to look further. Uri taught me that. You have to look further.
Of course. And this is Super Bowl 43. And who is number 43? Yes. Well, the Samoan warrior, Troy Polamalu.
That is exactly right. In fact, here's how crazy they're going for Polamalu, who's my favorite player. They now have, it's very controversial because they now have shirts that have 43 on it. It says, beware of the hair. But the cool thing about these shirts is they have long black hair sewn to the top of the back. So when you wear it, you'll look like Polamalu with his hair sticking out of the back of the, it's great.
I'm telling you what, I've grown my hair long. I'm going to be wearing it in the turban until the game like he does. It's going to be fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, everybody, if you're listening to this, if you are in the Tampa Bay area, I am actually going to be there. I'm not going to be at the Super Bowl, but I will be hanging out that weekend. So if any iTrix readers, you know, follow me on Justin R. Young on Twitter or send me an email, justin@itrix.com. We can hook up. But I want to thank Mike Super for stopping in and doing this. This is, one of the pleasures of running iTrix is getting to do a little podcast like this. Thank you very, very much, Mike, for stopping in.
It is my pleasure. And, hey, I may be down there as well. So we'll have to, if we can, we'll try to get together. I'll name drop. I'm going to be doing a thing with Carmen Electra. It's a party. I don't have Super Bowl tickets, but I'm going down there to actually entertain. So it's really, really funny.
Dude.
Phenomenon and such. So,
totally.
Yeah.
Well, you have me on my number. We'll figure something out. Maybe we'll do a quick, flip video or something for the site from Super Bowl 43 in Tampa. But it'll be great.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be fantastic. Again, MikeSuper.com. And make sure you sign up for his mailing list. It's going to be in Chicago this weekend before you catch a flight down to old Tampa Bay. And hopefully
I'm leaving right after the show. I'm flying in the morning of. So it's going to be great.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening and keep it locked to itrix.com.
Steelers, here we go. Pittsburgh's gone to soup.